Proclamation number 5796, dated the October 26, 1953. Overcoming matter. Spiritual kingdom. As long as your thoughts and wishes merely apply to the world and its commodities, you will hardly inherit my kingdom, for my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom can only be attained by relinquishing everything you humans still find desirable. My kingdom necessitates the overcoming of matter. You will only be able to liberate yourselves from the form and enter my kingdom if you detach yourselves from everything that belongs to my adversary. This material world is his realm, albeit he has no influence over matter as such. But greater is his influence over people, who shelter the spiritual essence as soul within themselves, which has now reached the stage of development where it can escape his dominion, where it can release itself from every external form with its correct use of will. Then he will exert his influence to excess by attaching a person to matter in order to direct their will wrongly, so that he will strive again for something he had long overcome already. The material world is your greatest test of will, for you should renounce it. You should voluntarily do without everything you consider desirable in the course of your earthly life. You should strive for the spiritual kingdom. Thus you should choose and decide in favor of either my kingdom or the kingdom of my adversary. He will tempt you with his commodities, but consider that these goods are transient, that they by themselves can perish, or that they will have to be relinquished by you at the hour of your death. You cannot hold on to them forever. Sooner or later you will irrevocably lose them. Think of this and therefore start early by producing, working and acquiring possessions which cannot be taken away from you, everlasting possessions whose value will only be truly recognized in eternity, after the death of the body, which then will be the soul's wealth and make it infinitely happy. Your longing for matter makes you blind for spiritual possessions. You are unable to recognize them for what they are, because your thoughts are only focused on earthly things, leaving you insensitive to spiritual currents. For my kingdom is not of this world, but my kingdom will come to everyone who desires it. Therefore detach yourselves from what prevents your entry into my kingdom. Free yourselves from the longing for earthly possessions. Go without and abstain for as long as you live on earth, in order to then receive in abundance my possessions of love in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.